The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Breaking news can be heartbreaking. So, we like to do news-ish on The Wally Show.
The Department of Transportation has a big announcement, and that is that within the next 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with new passenger rights rules, which will require cash refunds for cancellations, long delays, and lost luggage.
Yeah, because right now I think sometimes they try to bait and switch you, like, okay, yeah, we'll do this, and here's a credit for some free peanuts on your next flight. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, pay me the way I paid you is the example of this.
Well, the purpose of putting this into place is to save travelers from having to haggle and chase down compensation.
Oh, it's the worst.
Which, with these new rules, you'll be able to receive a cash refund within 7 days.
Forgive me for being suspect, because I don't trust the airlines. The airlines are one of the worst industries that we have right now, because they hold all the cards. And so if the government is trying to get them back in check, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But then I still doubt it, because like you're just one person calling them going, well, I'd like my refund, please. Like, oh, yeah, we'll get it for you in 7 days. And then they put you on hold and they snicker, like, it's coming. And then, you know, like, because they lost a bag of mine, and I went through all the steps to get it back, and I did everything, and it was a ginormous pain, and I got a fraction of what I should have gotten.
Well, hopefully they'll do it, like, on their site. They'll make it easy for you to fill out a form or something. I don't know. There are a couple of stipulations. So you're talking about lost luggage. With lost luggage, no refund is due unless they can't get your luggage to you within 12 hours. So if they get the luggage to you within those 12 hours, you don't get a cash refund.
You know what? I'm not even mad at that, because like I went 16 days without mine, and I did a whole like 9-day cruise in Europe with no clothes, and so like
it was unfortunate for everyone.
Oh, it was, but I got my bag back 16 days later. They should have compensated me for that, and it was so difficult. I understand it happens now instantly. The second your bag goes missing for more than the time it takes to find somebody on Law and Order Special Victims Unit, like in that first 48 hours, your bag fee should be instantly reinstated to you without question.
I agree.
And then, I paid you to not lose my bag, and you lost it.
Okay.
You good?
And then when it comes to delays, it has to be more than 3 hours for domestic flights, and for international, it has to be more than 6 hours of a delay.
Okay, I mean, that's inside the window. That seems pretty, because you can easily hit a 3-hour delay.
Yeah.
I always love, though, when they're like, oh, you know, it's a weather thing.
And you can't prove it.
Exactly.
And you can't say yay or nay.
I had a friend of mine who works for the airline we were flying on, and I said, they're telling us it's a delay and they can't do anything about it. It's a weather thing. She goes, let me look. No, they were flying a crew to another airport, and that delayed them getting to you. Mm-mm. You tell them this. And so I had to tell them all these things, and instantly, the lady goes from fighting me to, okay, would you like a hotel room and some vouchers for food?
But,
and that's just because I had inside knowledge. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't do that to people. It's so frustrating. Now, I love that they're going to have all these rules. The only caveat, I read the same story, the only caveat is Spirit Airlines will still be allowed to do whatever they want because they're the worst.
Yeah, I mean, that's to be expected.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We have a chance for you to win a prize here today with the Three Strikes game. The way this works out is Gavin and Betty, I have a top 10 list, and I'm going to ask them to try to guess some answers on this top 10 list. They go until they strike out. When they strike out, it will be your turn. So you're betting against them. You don't want them to get a lot of answers, because it takes off opportunities for you from this list. So the list today is 10 everyday irritations we might encounter. I have a good 100 usually. You know, little things bother me. Big things, I roll really well with big things. Little things send me through the roof. Two-factor authentication. Oh. I don't even know if that's on here. But it should be. It should be number one.
But it's supposed to help with your privacy, you know, to make sure that you don't get pirated or whatever.
Get it? Don't like it, you know, still. But, okay, so here we go. Let's start ladies first. Okay. One of the things you think might be on this list, Rock.
Okay, so I think a lot of irritation comes from behind the wheel. So I think a lot of it is on the road. So I'm going to say people cutting you off.
People cutting you off.
On the road. You're going like 60 and somebody just thinks, you know, I'm just going to pull out in front of them and do 20.
I watched this happen yesterday. And you know how I've been saying that I think I might be a 2 on the Enneagram, a helper? Mm-hmm. I honked for the people. When I drive, I'm always super aware of what's going on, and I foresee situations. Mm-hmm. I see the car. I go, oh, don't you go. You don't have the room. Don't you go. And they started to go, and I laid on the horn for them, and it was on the freeway. We're all doing like 80, and everybody's like,
good grief.
I saved people's lives yesterday. Again,
amateur
pre-responder. And not even first responder. I was before the first responders could even show up, I pre-responded.
Do you ever wonder if sometimes you might cause the accidents by helping?
I don't know. Maybe. We're not sure. I can tell you this. That did not make the list.
It should have.
It should have. There are some driving ones on here, you know, but that did not make the list. Okay. Gavin, so that is a strike.
Can I help him?
No.
You didn't do really well on yours.
Well, that's true.
You're so dumb, Gavin. Let me help you.
No, I have a good guess.
No. I think I'm going to go with something that just happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
Walked out into my front yard, and, you know, like, I walk my dogs all the time. I pick up after them.
Right.
Let's go with non-picker-upper afterers.
Oh,
the people who just leave in there.
Your pets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Yes,
okay.
That's a good one.
Now you get another chance, Betty Rock. You guys already start with one strike against
Redeem yourself.
This has to be on there.
Okay, go ahead.
Passwords.
Oh, that is absolutely on there. Nicely done.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Okay. Did it.
So that is two that you guys have taken off the board for people. Gavin, back to you.
People not having their money ready at the drive-thru.
That is a great one. Absolutely. No.
Oh, come on, Gavin.
All right, that's your final strike. Okay, so we lost people who don't pick up after their dogs and can't remember your password. So those are the two that are off the list. What are the other eight? All you have to do is get one answer right on this. The other eight things that are everyday occurrences that irritate you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jess, welcome to the three strikes game. Now, the gang of Betty and Gavin have struck out. They only got two answers right on this top 10 list of everyday irritations you might encounter. Now, you only have to get one answer right on this list. So what do you think made it?
People who talk on speakerphone in public.
Oh, are you on speakerphone right now? Because that would be really ironic.
No, I'm actually not.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm in my car, so I'm not really in public.
Yes, this sends me through the roof.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's one that actually doesn't send me through the roof, because I guess I just like to know everybody's business.
You like the tea.
Yeah, I love the tea. And so if there's drama, I'm all about listening in.
There's a guy on TikTok that when people are talking on the phone like that, he'll sit next to them and pretend like he's on his phone, and whatever they're talking about, he's basically answering the other end of the question. It's the funniest thing. People are like, are you listening? And like, what, are you listening? What are you doing? It's awesome. I am so sorry, Jess, though. That didn't make the list.
What?
Oh, darn.
I know. It would have made Betty's in my list for sure, but I'm so sorry.
Y'all have a great day.
Hey, you too, girl. Have a good one. All right, Tina, what do you think made this list of top 10 everyday irritations that annoy us?
Sitting in traffic.
I do understand that. Traffic is one of those things that drives us crazy. Now, that's pretty broad. I will give you a chance to do another driving type thing, okay? Because sitting in traffic didn't make it.
Okay, what about driving with a blinker on?
Oh, yes. Like, either you turn or you don't turn.
Mm.
Either way, you need to turn or turn the turner off. Wow,
yes,
a lot of turning.
The turner offers, yes. No, I'm sorry. That didn't make it either, Tina. It was close to one, but that didn't make it.
Jeez.
Sorry, girl.
All right, thanks.
All right, Marguerite, you're up. What do you think is one of those annoyances here on this top 10 list that we deal with every day?
Blinkers and people not using them.
See, that's it. The other lady said they stay on and not turn them off. Mm. It is actually on the list, number 4, people who do not use their blinkers.
Not use it, yes.
I was being very specific, and I'm sorry for that, lady. But, Marguerite, it paid off for you. That is on the list.
Yay!
Marguerite, you would hate to be following Wally because he never uses his blinker. He doesn't want, how he phrases it, he doesn't want people to know his business.
Right, it's my business.
Does that make sense?
No. I only use my blinkers when it's going to directly affect somebody, when they need to know.
When he thinks it's necessary, he will use his blinker.
They are on a need-to-know basis.
That's not what they teach you in driving school.
Well, I don't know. A couple of other things that made this list. Slow walkers, especially when you're in a hurry.
Yes.
Cyclists on the road.
Move!
I know. When someone could hold the door for you, like when you're walking into a place and they don't, that one drives me nuts. Yeah. I've sat there and waited for an old lady with a walker midway up the parking lot before. I'm like, oh, I'd mistimed this. And I've waited for like 3 minutes for her to get there.
Jeez, bless her.
But I'm a good person. So, well, good news for you, Marguerite. You got an answer right on this, and you're a winner today.
Woo!
Awesome.
Betty's love of crime shows has me concerned because I think that she's not learning how to protect herself, but rather how to set me up for a crime.
Oh, I for sure am.
It's a Gone Girl situation is what I'm thinking.
I'm glad I've got you right where I want you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. You know, you need someone in your life that will set you up for success, not failure.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I felt with CCU. I mean, I felt intimidated considering going back to school as an adult after being out for so long, but I was set up for success with CCU from my first conversation all the way to graduation. Most classes are only 5 weeks long, which means you can earn your degree and still have time to do whatever you want.
Yeah, 5 week classes, that's even good for people with like ADHD. Like for
like
me,
you.
I know, I needed short classes so I could focus when I went back to school because Betty Rock and I kind of lived the same life.
Find out more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at online.ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner.
When you say that glass is half full,
instead of just being half full,
or is it half empty?
We'll top off your glass. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
A great summer vacation option is cruising. And my wife and I, we love to cruise. You get to see so many places, and your hotel room kind of goes with you. But I have a friend that wants to cruise, but they're afraid of getting seasick. Now, that's definitely a thing. Betty, when you went on your first cruise, were you afraid of getting seasick, or did you get seasick at all?
I was afraid, and I did not get seasick.
Did you do anything, or is just like...
No. They're just really good about it. I guess they keep the boat balanced. I don't know how they do it.
The bigger boats... I can give you some tips about seasickness now, okay? Mm-hmm. Bigger boats usually have stabilizers that go out and underwater, and it keeps them more stable. So
well,
that would
works.
Be tip number one, is go on one of the bigger cruise ships. So there are other ways to prevent it. Obviously, Dramamine, but a lot of people says makes them sleepy. You can get a patch that goes behind your ear, but it's got to be prescribed by a doctor, and those work great.
Well, there's also the bracelets that you can use.
Yeah, there's a couple home remedies like that. You can use things that actually have ginger, like real ginger candies or ginger ale helps, and the acupuncture wristbands. My wife always did the acupuncture wristbands, did them for years. And then one time she was like, well, let me try it without this. And she took them off and realized, oh, I don't get seasick. For all those years, she's like, these really work. Mm-hmm. These help. These really help.
Well, and another thing that I do when we go on like compassion trips and stuff, we usually ride on buses. I can tend to get motion sickness. I chew spearmint gum and that helps me a lot.
Yeah, you guys, when we like, I would be working on the bus ride and everyone like was like, how do you do that without getting sick? I've never had motion sickness, so I don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
But my wife has. She got seasick on a catamaran cruise one time. I've never seen anything that green in my life.
Oh.
No, I meant her.
Face. Well, still.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was talking about her. So how do you avoid seasick? Well, the best way is to get off the ship. But failing that, if you can't do that, chew the gum and stay in a lower cabin and somewhere like just past the midway point. That's another tip, too.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And if you can get a cabin with a... balcony so you can get some fresh air and look at the horizon. That helps. Mm. I got a cabin one time going to Alaska, and we were in the lower part. We were on like the third deck, and we had a window, which was great, until we hit 30-foot waves, and the waves were going over our window. It was,
that's
looked
scary.
Like we went from cruising to submarine, to submarine. But it was. But I had fun. I don't get seasick, but I could see if you are. They also say lying down, sleeping, limiting caffeine, and don't eat too much. Well, good luck with that on a cruise. that's the whole reason you're there, let's be honest. But if you're planning some trips this summer and you're thinking about cruising, maybe one of these tips will help you out. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day at church, our pastor was talking about generations, and he talked about the next generation, and they're being called the anxious generation. Why is that? You know, and you look at things and you go, well, you know, there's wars and there's, you know, racial problems and violence and all these things. But then you look at the generation that went through World War II and the Great Depression, and they were called the greatest generation.
And you would think someone going through a war or a depression, they would definitely know what anxiety is.
Exactly. But they were called the greatest. And this is what I don't understand about it. We talk more about mental health with our kids than ever before. Mm-hmm. We have more access to mental health, you know, services for them than ever before. Mm-hmm. So why are they the least mentally healthy? It makes no sense.
Can I give you my hypothesis?
I would love to. That's what we're going to do. We're doing my theory is, because he just kind of put this out there. He had a theory as to what he thought, and I want to hear yours as well.
So what I think is it ultimately comes down to the breaking of families.
Okay.
So we're seeing more and more where I think the statistic is 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Right.
And I think once you don't have a parent in your life, I think that brings down a breakthrough of your future. It could. It doesn't happen all the time, but it definitely doesn't help. And so I think there was more of a family bonding back in the day where there isn't as much value on a family bond as there was back then.
Well, I have my theories as well, and I'd like yours. My pastor's theory was that the phone is the biggest culprit in the anxious generation, because
we know too much.
Exactly. They did a study on kids where they I think it was in one of the European countries where they took kids' phones away, smartphones away during school, and the kids started doing better. There was less bullying. Mm-hmm. There was less anxiousness. And I'm like, man, my pastor might be onto something with that, because it's comparative and it can really break people down as well. So I am just curious. So what is your thoughts? Maybe different than that. What is your thought as to why this next generation is being called the anxious generation? What could be causing that? 855-33-WAY-FM. We love getting your opinions and your thoughts on this kind of stuff. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's your theory on that?
So we have a pharmaceutical warfare also at play here.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical warfare, I think, is true. We over-medicate everybody today, I feel like, in a lot of circumstances. People do need medicine, absolutely. There are people with clinical depression and anxiety and things like that, and they need to take it. There should be no stigma whatsoever in that. But then I think sometimes people are like, oh, I'm sad. Okay, here's your pills. This will fix it.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
All right, Crystal, you're up. What do you think it is that leads to the next generation being called the anxious generation?
I feel like as a nurse, everyone's always looking for, like, that energy drinks, you know, that pick-me-up, that coffee. I think sometimes you just need to meditate or take a little time off from the phones and all the stimuli you have in your life.
The stimuli. We are overstimulized and we're overscheduled.
Yeah.
Like if you got a couple kids, look at your week calendar and how many things you're running them to and running around and stuff. And there's very little time to just sit and be.
I
think that definitely plays into it as well. These are all great theories. I love this. Hey, we appreciate you being on with us, Crystal. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I'm really curious what yours is, Sharon.
Hey there. Well, I agree. Family and social media are definitely huge factors. I'm a mom of four kids, and another big thing I see is kids are not being taught to be resilient, and that bad things and hard things and life can just be hard.
Preach.
And instead of it being like, you have anxiety, you know, you have a mental issue. It's like, no, this is hard. You can feel sad. You can feel depressed for a time. You know, let's talk through that and work through that as parents. But I just think kids aren't being taught. I think they're thinking life is supposed to be easy.
Yeah, we treat them with kid gloves a lot of times now because there's so much talk about mental health, and kids will use all those terms like, I'm not stable, I'm not mentally healthy, I'm not in a place. And so the last thing you want to do as a parent is push your kid off the deep end.
Right.
But sometimes, and that's the trick of it, is you have to go, well, no, wait a minute. You've been taught all these terms, and that's great. But let's really look at the issue. You need to be tougher here. Mm-hmm. And to shield you from hard things does not do you a service. It's a disservice if I do that as a parent.
It might be that the pendulum is just swinging to the far other side because we weren't talking about mental health, and now we're always talking about it. And so there needs to be a medium somewhere where we're teaching kids what sad is versus depression.
Absolutely. And I love that Betty Rock is finally on my page with something.
I'm getting old. Oh, no. Back in my day.
Oh, Sharon, that's fantastic, girl. I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
And, you know, in all seriousness, all kidding aside, I think that one of the biggest problems is that we've, as a society, have tried to remove God at every turn from every part of life. Because if you look at what Jesus said about worry in the Bible, he said, don't worry. You know, I got you in this. And it can't add a single hour to our lives. So the antidote to anxiousness is trusting God. But when we remove God from every part of our kids' lives in school and everywhere else, it's no wonder they're anxious. And so I love that we play songs like this here, Anxious Heart by Jeremy Camp, a great reminder for all of us today about where the source of our hope comes from.
Locked up and I'm so in my head, heart starts racing and I can't slow it down, hands shaking and I'm losing my breath, paralyzed with the mind spinning out.
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We don't do a lot of sports on the show, which kills Gavin's soul because he is a sports guy.
I love it.
And Betty and I are not the sportiest. But from time to time, there's something that transcends even sport, and Gavin brings it to us. So it's called Yay Sports. What do you got?
This story, I think, focuses really well on a good dad move from an NBA player. His name is Russell Westbrook. He plays for the Los Angeles Clippers. And his son, he had drawn him something. It was a picture of Russell, him, Sunshine, and they're together. They have matching hair. It's super cute. So he had drawn that for him. But then the kid, who's 4 years old, stepped up and actually put it on a sweater. And then this guy, Russell, he's doing an interview on TV. And I kind of like what he had to say about his son and the sweater.
My son gave me this for my birthday. He drew this for me, and he got it made for me as a little cashmere sweater. He must have got a lot of money. I don't know where he got it from. But he's an artistic young kid, so I want to make sure he see it. Best gifts I got in the wild.
No doubt.
Always from the kids.
It's an original, yeah.
It is. One-on-one. Nobody got this.
I love that. He's so money, though, that he's like, you're not putting that on a Target sweater for me. Get cashmere, okay? And so he's putting it on a cashmere sweater for dad.
But I love that Russell is wearing it out in
public.
Because a lot of times, just like from when I watch the NBA, these guys wear all this high-end gear. They really care about like the clothing and the appearance that they have. Yeah. And for him to take what his son made him, which you could say, oh, that's cute, I'm not going to wear it in like a professional setting. But no, he's wearing it out during interviews before the game because he loves his son and he wants his son to know how important that cool gift was to him.
Yeah, I love that. There are companies now, too, that will take your kid's artwork and turn it into stuffed animals and stuff. Like, I think that's really cool. I have a picture on our fridge that my daughter drew, and it's this rudimentary stick figure thing, and it still hangs on our fridge today about when we came home from a trip.
Oh,
she was 23.
No way.
But it's so bad I keep it on my fridge. I'm not lying.
Wow.
Yeah, and I should have that turned into a shirt because no one would believe that wasn't my 8-year-old drawing that.
Okay, stay close. Let's go.
Good day to you. It's Joel with Viking Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
But look around you, David. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way.
They are the way.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime.
There's no food, and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help.
It's a powerful true story that circles around miracles and about a family uniting and growing in their faith, facing the impossible together.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back.
The movie also features our brand new song, Unsung Hero.
You're an unsung hero, so I sing this song for you.
Giving up, it's not an option.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
More than just a beautiful face, here's Gavin.
We're having a moment here, don't ruin it.
I bet you thought I was going to say Betty. It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
I think everybody with a driver's license in a car understands that there are unwritten rules of the road, but I don't think we often think too much about the subconscious stipulations of the sidewalk.
Oh, sure.
And I found this list of just a few, again, unwritten rules of the sidewalk and how to have the best sidewalk etiquette, which is a conversation I feel like I don't expect us to have, but there
but
are some
do,
people.
But you do, because etiquette in general gets lost on people because everyone gets either distracted by their phone or they just don't care about anybody else, yeah. And they're looking to make their own way.
Exactly. So the first one, super simple, super similar to driving. Just keep right.
Yeah, it seems like in this country, because we drive on the right-hand side, that seems logical. If you're approaching somebody on a sidewalk, you guys are like staring at each other, you just go right, mm-hmm. They go to their left, which is mm-hmm. their right, and everybody gets through the situation.
Shouldn't have to say it, but we do.
And I also one of my least favorite moments that I can go through on any given day is that moment when you're walking and you do the little, which way am I going?
And just it should be instinctual.
Stay
now,
right.
When you get into Europe, it's all bets are off. I always look the wrong way crossing a street. It's a miracle I'm still alive. Because when you're there, honestly, you have to look. What do? We do left, right, left. You have to look right, left, right, because you step into traffic, you're a dead man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
True story.
Rules of the, you know, sidewalk for Europe as well.
Yep.
The next one was move quickly and never stop. I don't like having to like kind of peek around and try and get around somebody just because they've stopped in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna tie your shoe, maybe step off to the side a little bit.
Moving sidewalks in airports. Sidewalks.
They're the best.
They are so good. But you always get that person that gets in the moving sidewalk and they stand right in the middle with their luggage. You're like, no. There's some airports even have signs. Stay to the right and let people walk. Because what other place can you walk and walk faster like a robot? Like you can walk like you have bionic legs on a moving sidewalk. It feels so good to do that. And then you're like, you're clipping along. And then there's Jackie over there with her suitcase and her three kids and just acting up. And like, just stand to the side, please.
Come on, Jackie. And then, well, actually funny, because speaking of slow walkers, one of the last rules was zero hate for seniors.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
walking behind 98-year-old Larry.
Right.
Props to Larry for still walking.
Yeah, yeah,
getting
yeah.
his exercise, yeah. keeping, helping the arthritis.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a bummer and boo-hoo the fact that you maybe have to slow down for an old guy.
I always feel bad like if I'm driving and I'm really frustrated behind somebody that's going slow and I go to go around them and of course I look to see, you know, why this person is being inconsiderate. And
a
all you
reason
see,
to
yeah,
not like them.
And all you see is knuckles on a steering wheel and you see nothing else. You're like, oh, it's like a full, it's 4'2" Edith still out there on the road and you know what? I'm like, oh, I'm a bad person.
Wait, go, Edith.
You go, Edith. You
go.
Keep driving. I don't care if you're 95 with cataracts and you can't see over the hood. You do it, girl. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I had kind of a somber moment actually coming back from my compassion trip to El Salvador. I wasn't feeling great, I was praying, and so many times I'll start to pray about something, and then I think, well, I'll just do it, I'll take care of it. You know, I feel like God empowered us to do things a lot of times, but then there's certain things that are beyond your control, and that's the point of God, is that you're not supposed to control everything, you know, and sometimes you hit that point where you think of something you lost, like your health. Now, this was not like a bad health thing. I'm not being overly dramatic, but it was just a thought that crossed my mind of people who have gone through like serious health issues, and that's the thing that you have no control over. And so I want to do a little lost and found. What was a time when you lost your blank and you found God? I mean, it could be your health. It could be your sanity. It could be your peace. It could be whatever. Like, so what was that thing that you lost? Could be your family. I don't know. Like, just how would you fill in those blanks?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not an easy thing sometimes when you get to the end of yourself, but I think that's where a lot of times we do meet God in his... He's at his best at those points.
Well, it changes our perspective and it makes us see that we're not in control, that he is. And really, ultimately, he's the thing that will never change. He's the thing that we'll always have with us.
So how do you fill in that blank? When you lost your blank, that's when you found God. 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. It's very simple. You can put that number in your favorites so you can get right through. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. Way FM. So what's yours?
Well, mine's probably a little bit off of the picture, but I had lost my mind.
No, that's not off topic at all. That's exactly what we're talking about. There's times when you lose your mind, your mental faculties, your perspective, whatever, and you find God. So what was it for you?
Well, I had, as a child, I was abused. I suffered many different really hard things as a teenager. I was alcoholic, a drug addict, and at the age of 37, had just absolutely had enough of life and tried to commit suicide. And when I came out of that, I was really angry. I had made a plan that I was going to get justice for what had happened to me. And then in my soul, it didn't feel right. And I was scared of that feeling that I had because I'd never felt that kind of anger and rage. So I just let it all out one night. He just drew it all out of me. And for like 3 hours, I had this conversation with the Lord. And I honestly, I'll get right to start crying. When I woke up the next morning, it was all gone.
See, and that's what he does. He meets us where we are, no matter how broken, beaten down, bashed up we are. God is there to pick us up and say, okay, let's move forward now together. We're going to walk through this together. I can't always walk you around it, but we're going to walk through this together. And that's why we're filling in the blank today. And I love yours. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
What is that thing you lost that ultimately led you to God?
Well, we have two precious daughters, and in between our first and second pregnancy, we had a miscarriage, and it was absolutely crushing and devastating to know that we were trying to create life, and it was extremely hard. But then when we got pregnant with our second daughter, she just brought us so much joy, and she's still a joy, and that is actually her middle name. And we look back at that time, and it was very challenging, and it was very hard, but it brought me and my husband closer to God in the midst of that. And it looks absolutely beautiful now because we have two amazing girls, and they bring us both absolute joy.
So it's interesting, when you lost a child, it's what strengthened your faith in God. And that's true, because sometimes there's no medical thing for that, you know, that can cure that. Yeah. Only God can walk you through that kind of hurt and give you peace in the unimaginable.
Yeah. And I know one day I'll meet the child that I miscarried, and that also gives me peace and solace as well.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay, we appreciate you being on the show and sharing your story with us today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Bernie, what did you lose that ultimately ended up leading you to God?
I lost my freedom.
Okay, how?
Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic and addict, and through my drug and alcohol use, I became incarcerated, and that brought me back to God.
I will tell you this. Sometimes the thing that seems like the worst thing for us is the thing that we need, and God knows that, and prison was definitely not something you would have chosen, but it was the thing that led you back to God?
Absolutely correct. And by the grace of God, I'm clean and sober for 31 years now.
There you go. See, that's what I love. The lost get found, that Britt Nicole song, and you have redemption, and there's grace and forgiveness. That is the biggest part of our faith that we need to remember, is that people can change and that God can change people and give them new life. So I love it, man. Bernie, that's a great one, and maybe you've inspired somebody else today that's kind of still caught up in the bonds of addiction.
Yes, sir. I'm hoping so.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water, and with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
Disney's streaming service Disney Plus announced a new documentary they'll be releasing at the end of next month on the life and legacy of Jim Henson, best known as the creator of The Muppet Show.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow.
I could see you wanting to watch this.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
I will not be watching it.
I've already watched the trailer. At the beginning of his career, Jim Henson was turned down by every TV network for The Muppet Show. So not taking no for an answer, he ended up producing the show himself and syndicating it worldwide.
I do respect that.
Yeah, making it quickly a favorite show for kids all around the world with characters like Big Bird and Cookie Monster and Kermit the Frog. The man was considered a pioneer, creating something others were unable to do, and even going further with creating Fraggle Rock, as well as directing films like The Dark Crystal and Labyrinth.
That is a long list of shows I don't like. I never got The Muppets. I never was a Muppet fan. I don't know. There was that one character that used to run around and blow stuff up with like a dynamite plunger. It scared me to death as a kid. And so, like, I don't know if that, like, colored my love of Jim Henson, but I'm like, I'm out.
I mean, I remember watching Muppet Babies.
Nope.
And I think that was big back in, like, the early 90s. It was more of a cartoon, not so much a Muppet show.
I loved Muppet, the Christmas Carol that they did with Muppet. Probably one of my favorite versions of that.
I never found the Muppets funny to me. Like, it was all kind of slapstick and not written well.
Yeah, this is coming from the guy who likes that beaver one. What's the one?
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah, okay. That's like the off-brand version.
I think maybe Jim Henson did that. And
so you do like his stuff.
I wonder, look, Gavin, Google it, please.
What was it called again?
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. See if Jim Henson did that, because I went back and watched it this last year. It's horrible.
Oh, like, my goodness.
But as a kid, you loved it.
As a kid, I'm like, oh, this is really great. Was it Jim Henson?
It was Jim Henson.
Yeah, it's horrible. Hey. I watched it as an adult and went, what was I thinking as a kid? Oh, this should be so good, but it's not.
Well, if you're a big fan, that documentary is coming out later at the end of next month. Sadly, at only 53 years old.
He died at 53?
He passed away.
That's sad.
But his legacy lives on with the Muppets still being a well-loved show by young and old alike.
Well, there you go. On Disney Plus, you said?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, watch it while you can, because they got to get rid of that. It's draining the company.
Oh, my word.
All right. That's your Rock Report for today. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. I know I'm probably going to regret this. The phone line is ringing. Gavin says people have been complaining all day about different things, correct?
No, that's not true at all.
What? That's what you said.
No.
You said you've been fighting with people today.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to fight with you.
I know, but you said people have been complaining about stuff. And so anytime we talk about something and the phone rings right after it, a lot of times it's a complaint. We were just talking about how I don't like the Muppets. And so I'm sure this is somebody upset about this. So, hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's me, Cookie Monster. No. What you mean you don't like Cookie? You don't like the Muppets?
I gotta tell you,
what's wrong with you?
When people try to call in and do shtick for the show, it's usually really bad.
Who says this is shtick? This could be Cookie Monster himself. Cookie Monster, I'm a huge fan. I love you.
Yeah, me like you too.
There's no way this
is... What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip, just like you.
Oh yeah, baby. Mm, good. B is for boy. And C is
Hey, what? Tell Big Bird and Kermit we said hello.
Well, Kermit the Frog, he's here too.
I'm a huge fan. Oh, can you sing Rainbow Connection?
Why are there so many
songs about rainbows.
And what's on the other side?
Hey, what did Kermit the Frog say when Jim Henson died?
Oh, no.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. That's just wrong.
That's so wrong.
We got him to break character.
You remember, eat your cookies, drink your milk.
Oh. Yay!
Dude, who is this? Because you genuinely made me laugh.
Well, me, Cookie Monster.
No. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty hates to admit it, but she and I are very, very similar in a lot of ways.
I do hate to admit it, but in this instance, you are right. So I pulled up to my apartment, and there was this man that obviously he was a deliverer for one of those
DoorDash
food delivery services. Yeah, DoorDash. And so he was confused on which apartment building he needed to go to, and I've watched enough Dateline to know I'm not helping this dude. Like, someone else needs to do it, not me.
Get it.
But eventually, 3 minutes had passed by. I'm still waiting in my car, and he's still looking. Got his flashlight out on his phone. Like, he just cannot figure it out. So I crack my window, and I go, hey, what apartment are you looking for?
That's very nice of you. First mistake, though, of disappearing.
I know. But here I am still. Thank the Lord. Anyway, he told me he was looking for a particular apartment, and I thought, I said, I think it's through that door over there. And I pointed at one. And he just took my word for it. And he goes and delivers the food, but he leaves it outside. And so I was thinking he was going to go in and actually leave the food at the apartment door.
Right, because it's like interior.
Right. He left it at the building door. Okay, so he drops it off and then leaves. And now it's in my way to get to my apartment. So I thought, well, I don't want to get my neighbor's burger cold, so I moved it inside.
I should eat it.
No, I moved it
That's
inside.
That's what surprises me in this story is you didn't eat it.
Inside her stomach.
Yeah.
I move it inside, and I go in my apartment. I check about an hour later, look out my peephole, and it's still sitting there. The
fair
burger's
game
still
at this point. Is it fair game
no,
at this point?
No, so now I'm thinking, wait, was I even wrong? Like, maybe I pointed him to the wrong apartment. But then again, was it really my fault? Because the DoorDash guy should not take someone's word for it. He should just look. Oh.
He should know.
You know
he
what
should
I'm saying?
Figure it
at
out.
Least check. Go through the door that I pointed at least.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I think I tried to help but made the situation worse.
Yeah, because maybe it was supposed to be left out on that doorstep, in the instructions
or maybe it was the wrong
something.
Building.
I don't know.
Someone didn't get their food.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. You did the right thing by trying to help. I'm a helper by nature. I like to try and help people when I see them in need and I step
sometimes
up.
Sometimes even when they're not in need.
Yeah. I look for a need and I make a need sometimes.
You make a need.
I do. I make a need sometimes to help. But that's just me. And so I'm going to applaud you for your help in this situation.
Thank you.
Now, you probably did make it worse, but you tried.
Thank you.
And so here's what I want to talk about. This is what we're going to talk about with you right now. 855 33 WAY FM. We love having you on the show with us. What was the time you tried to help, but you ended up maybe making something worse? Because I think this happens. I think people have really good intentions. And I know that's how I am. I have really good intentions and very little skills. And so, like, when I try to help, there are times I have made things
and
worse.
And then when you don't thank him for the help you didn't ask for, he gets angry.
Yeah, very offended. So, 855-33-WAY-FM. What was that time you tried to help, but you actually made the situation worse? We'll take yours right now. So, have you ever tried to help somebody but made it worse?
Well, there was a lady. We went into TGI Fridays one day, and I'm infamous for saying the wrong thing. I turned to this lady, and I said, why do you look so sad? Nobody died. And she turned to me and said, my father just died.
Oh, no! Billy!
Yeah.
How did you redeem that situation?
She bought her an app.
I apologize profusely.
You want some cheese sticks?
Can I buy you a drink?
Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. I felt so bad. I still to this day feel bad for it.
But does the qualification still count that you had good intentions? You were just trying to cheer up someone. You were trying to help.
Yeah, even when we have the best intentions sometimes, it can totally blow up in our faces.
Yeah, well, I'd say there's a difference between good intentions and saying something that's just dumb.
Hey, I had no way of knowing. She didn't have a shirt on that said, my dad just died.
Like, oh, it's her fault. Blame the victim, Billy. Okay.
Uplifting WAY FM.
You've heard of history. Well, this is Herstory with Betty Rock.
The Guinness World Records has a new record breaker in the form of 58-year-old grandmother Donna Jean Wild.
Okay, what did she do?
Well, she is now the record holder for the longest held plank.
Okay, I've always wanted to break a record in the Guinness Book of World Records. So this is a 58-year-old grandmother, the 3 years older than me. How long do I have to go to beat her? Because I think I could do it.
And this is just in general, not just for the elderly?
No, this is in general. Wow. She's beat all the younger ones. Yeah, if you don't know what a plank is, it's a core strength exercise that involves one maintaining a position similar to a push-up. She held a plank for 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds, which is 10 minutes longer than the previous record.
Wow, that is a long time. Now, I held a plank one time for, I think, 3 minutes or something like that. No one thought I could do it. No, not 3 hours. No, no. Like I outlasted everyone's expectations of me, and even myself. There's a point where I blacked out, but I kept going, and I saw the Lord, but I kept planking, and then I realized it was only like 3 minutes. So 4 hours.
4 hours.
That's crazy.
30 minutes and 11 seconds.
Good on her.
Donna Jean started planking about 12 years ago after she sustained a wrist injury and was unable to lift weights or run.
But even
she
did it with an injury.
But she quickly fell in love with planking because she realized she could multitask, like reading a book, while she planked.
It's a good idea. I got to go home and get back on my stealth ab machine. It's a plank machine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and as you can see...
That thing is a joke.
No, it's not. No, see, this is where you're wrong. Look at my stomach. I'm going to leave my shirt down. Yeah. What's it called? Stealth abs. You can't see them. No, the machine is stealth abs. It's hiding my abs beneath everything else.
The flap?
Yeah. See, that way you don't see it coming. It's stealth. And then all of a sudden, bam, abs. So
we've been waiting for the bam, and the bam ain't happening.
Well, we'll get there.
That's a lot of stealth.
They're stealthy right now. Don't you start that, Gavin. The lady can start. she has room to talk. You don't. Well, there you go. That's good on her. That shows you that at any age, you can do anything you want. And women are amazing. And that's why we do Herstory here on Way FM.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.